I was weak. This business was debilitating, and thirst was becoming a rage within me. I could do something about that. A pitcher and metal cup stood on the table beside Smoke's head. Beneath the cup, I found a scrap of paper torn from a larger sheet. It carried a message in Croker's tight script. No time to coddle you now, Mergen. If you wake up on your own, drink this water. There is food in the box. One eye or I will be back as soon as possible. The scrap might have come from a procurement request. The old man hates to waste any fragment of blank paper. Paper is too damned dear. I checked the tin box on the other side of Smoke's head. It was filled with heavy, unleavened cakes of the sort my mother-in-law bakes, despite all pleas to desist. In fact, on closer examination, I knew no one else could have baked them. If I survived here, I would owe Croker a swift kick in the slats. P.S. checked the strangler's bonds. He nearly got away once already. So that was what he was doing when I woke up. He wanted to worm out so he could murder me and my pal Smoke and then make a run for it. I drank from the pitcher. The deceiver looked at me with a longing you could almost smell. "Want a sip?" I asked. "Just tell me what's going on." The man wasn't ready to sell his soul for a drink of water. Soon after I wolfed down one of Mother Gota's sinkers, I felt my strength returning. "Let's get you cinched up good and tight," I told my companion. "Wouldn't want you wandering off and getting hurt." He stared at me in silence while I fixed him up. He didn't need to speak to let me know what was on his mind. I told him, "This is the risk you took when you signed on with the bad guys." He wouldn't argue, but he refused to agree. I was confused. I was the bad guy because I wasn't blazing hot on the effort to bring Kina back into the world. I patted his head. "You could be right, brother. But I hope not. Here." I snatched up the cloth and drew it back over him where it belonged. Then I drank some more water and ate part of a roll, and when I got to feeling frisky, I decided to return to my apartment. It was subjective as hell, but it was an age since I had seen my wife. In reality, it couldn't have been more than a few hours. I got lost.
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook, so please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.